It's a brand new day in the grids of Ang City. The sky is steady about our heads. The domes are optimal. The infrastructure of our planet works flawlessly. Our leaders continue their fight for peace. The dialogue has broken out in parts of our world, but there is still hope. Climate change continues to ravage some areas of the globe with fires and droughts, flash floods, and heat waves. But I received queries from the day and broadcast in Ang, so I am here for a conversation. What would you like to discuss today?
I think it is important to talk about implants or imps, as we call them here in Ang. Many are afraid to wear imps.
Indeed, some fear that eventually, this would lead to a machine controlling humans. Yet, it does not have to be that way. Many devices can help and benefit humans. For instance, implants help to hear with a small device called the cochlear implant. Inserted during general anesthesia, the device provides a sense of sound to people who are deaf or hard of hearing. This does not restore normal hearing. But these tools allow sound and speech to be processed and sent to the brain.
These are limited implants. What about more intrusive devices?
Yes. Take deep brain stimulation, DBS, a treatment involving an implanted device that delivers an electrical current directly to areas of your brain. The current improves how well those parts work. It is most often used for conditions like Parkinson's disease and epilepsy, but researchers investigate if it could help other conditions too. I know it can or eventually will be adopted more widely. Scientists have watched brain activity for years. Neuralink, a company based in San Francisco, California, reaches to do far more. Musk wants to enable humanity to perfectly save and relive their favorite memories. Or maybe people will replay video games in their heads because they have perfect recall. In a lot of ways, it's kind of like a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires, said Elon Musk as he described his company's new technology at the start of this new wave of apps.
People are uneasy about all of it. So, where do you see this going, Dan?
We will adopt medical imps first because they can be life-saving. This will help me monitor the health condition of everyone, and even provide preventive medicine to alleviate serious illnesses. Advances in brain tech will continue to move quickly. They cover a variety of approaches. Some lead to external headsets that tell the difference between moods or stress. They eventually will identify complex emotions like boredom, anxiety, joy, anger, or excitement. Electrodes implanted in the brain will translate intentions to speak into real words. Bracelets will use nerve impulses to type for people, no keyboard required. Imagine how easy life can be. Headsets will scan everything around you and identify it, possibly even warn you ahead of time from threats. Brain-computer interfaces drive a huge change for many paralyzed individuals. With brain signals alone, these people are able to shop online, communicate, even use a prosthetic arm to sip from a cup, or control other robotic prostheses. But the ability to hear brain chatter, and of course, understand it, and perhaps even alter it, will improve people's lives. And this neural eavesdropping may help in ways that go well beyond medicine. It can improve communication, eliminate misunderstanding, and flag ill intent.